Welcome to Sanhedrin Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2. The previous Mishnah discussed people who could lose their portion in the world to come, and the Mishnah actually lists in this coming Mishnah certain people historically that did lose their portion in the world to come. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Malachim, three kings, Varbad Yosis, and four regular people, Ein Lem Chelek Lom Haba, they don't have a portion in the world to come. Says the Mishnah, who are they? Shloisha Malachim, the three kings, Yeravam was the king of the Jewish people, and it speaks about the terrible sins that he committed, the idol worship, and the Pasuk teaches us in Malachim Aleph and Kings 1 that he lost his portion in the world to come. Ahav, King Ahab, he also, the Torah says, the Navi writes in Malachim Aleph as well, that he lost his portion in the world to come. Again, he was a tremendous idol worshiper, somebody who brought the Jewish people to Avodah Zarah, to idol worship. Menashe as well was a terrible, wicked king. And the Navi teaches us as well that he was just like Ahav, just like Ahab. Ahav lost his portion in the world to come, Menashe as well. Rabbi Huda argues, King Menashe does have a portion of the world to come because he did tshuva, he repented at the end of his life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk teaches us, that Menashe prayed, and God heard his supplication, and he was returned back to Jerusalem to his kingship. So we see that he was forgiven for sin. Amar lo, so the rabbi said back to Rabbi Huda, the Almighty brought him back to his seat, his throne, that he did not, however, he did not receive his portion of the world to come. In other words, the tshuva, the repentance that Menashe did, wasn't because of his sincerity and his true willingness to embrace the Almighty. Rather, he was scared because of the terrible situation he was in. Therefore, he did not re-earn his portion in the world to come. Arba Adyotos, who are the four non-kings and simple people? Bilam. Bilam is the fellow in the Torah who was hired to curse the Jewish people. He lost his portion in the world to come. And we see actually from this that portions in the world to come are not something specific to Jews, because Bilam was not a Jew and he lost his portion in the world to come. V'doeg. Doeg is a fellow who spoke Lashon Hara, spoke evil about David HaMelech and caused the death of the people, the Kohanim, in the city of Nov. And we see in the Pasuk as well, in the verse as well, that he lost his portion of the world to come. V'Achitofel. Achitofel gave advice to Avshalom against his father David. And the Pasuk says that he lost his portion in the world to come. V'Gehazi. And Gehazi, who was the servant of Elisha, the Navi, the prophet, the Gemara says that he disgraced Torah scholars and also sinned and made other people sin, and therefore he lost his portion in the world to come as well. There's something that comes to mind. L'chara, isn't this Mishnah considered Lashon Hara? It speaks evil about every single one of these people. You know, I'll say Lashon Hara. So we're not going to give an answer, but the Chavetz Chaim, who was so careful about speaking Lashon Hara, the great rabbi, the Chavetz Chaim, he wrote a small pamphlet of every single time in the Gemara and the Mishnah that we see that it says something that seems like it's Lashon Hara and explains why it's not considered Lashon Hara. I'm sure he addresses that there as well. Regardless of what, you should have a great day tomorrow, and obviously, or today, and clearly make sure not to speak Lashon Hara. Have an awesome day.